Life Audio.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Quenice Petway, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Matthew 5:16.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Matthew 5:16. In the same way, let your light shine before others so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Every morning, I gingerly enter my girls' rooms to wake them up for school. Before the sun has even peeked through the windows, I gently shake my daughters and tell them to rise and shine. You see, it's time to get up, get ready, face a brand new day, and grace the world with their presence. Sometimes they eagerly pop up like a jack-in-the-box, but other times, or shall I say often, my precious sleepyheads take their time planting their tiny toes on the ground. These three words that I say to my daughters are the exact words that our Heavenly Father God speaks to us. Rise and shine. Our verse of the day says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. The New Living Translation says, in the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father. One major question that we often contemplate is, what is my purpose? While that question has a uniquely individualized answer for each of us, this passage serves as a great starting point. As God's children, we have a job. We are called to shine in this dark and evil world. So let's break the passage down further. First, it says, let your. So your meaning possession, belonging to. This means that you and I have a light. It says light. Light means radiance or a source of light. In the Bible, light has always been a symbol of holiness, goodness, knowledge, wisdom, grace, hope, God's revelation, also the word of God, the gospel, that is known as light. Then the passage goes on to say, shine. Shine means to beam, radiate, give light, shine like a torch. So where are we supposed to shine? It says before others or before men that they may see. And so this means our lights aren't private. They're not meant to be hidden. That contradicts the purpose of light, right? A light isn't typically created to stay off. It's supposed to be turned on and radiate the area where it is, correct? And so God calls us to shine before others, and then there's a purpose behind us shining before others. So it's not for our benefit, but it's for His glory. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. But we're shining through good works. And so what are good works? The Tony Evans Bible Commentary defines a good work as, quote, connected to the kingdom work of God. A good work is a righteous and biblically authorized action that is beneficial to others and for which God gets credit, end quote. And so this means that the works that we do are supposed to point people to God. Things that we do in the name of ourselves or for the praise of others, that's not considered a good work. That may be a good act or a good thing, but it's not considered a good work. Those things we do for our social groups or clubs or organizations, that doesn't constitute good works. Once again, that key point for good work is to glorify, that is to point others to our Father in heaven, who is God. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them." And so we hear that phrase again, good works, created with the purpose of showing forth God's glory through the good works that we do. And notice, in both passages, they say good works. So that's plural. That means it's not a one-time deal, right? We don't just do one thing, but we do multiple things. It's a lifestyle of good works. And so we also see in John chapter 15, verse 8, "My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and prove to be my disciples." So we hear that word glorified again, pointed to, praised because of what we do by bearing fruit. So doing good works is bearing fruit. And we can't talk about bearing fruit without going to Galatians 5, 22 and 23 that talk about the fruit of the Spirit, which are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are character traits that when we accept Christ and the Holy Spirit indwells in us, we have these traits to go ahead and bear fruit. And this, I should say, is the character that we should be walking in. And so you still may be saying, how can I rise and shine? How can I show this character and good works and let people see my Father? And I hear you, and I'm glad that you asked. Letting your light shine can be as simple as smiling at a stranger, waving at your neighbor, or permitting the car to go in front of you in traffic. It can be no longer hiding behind doubt, fear, or insecurity, and beginning to operate in that gift that God has placed inside of you. Come out of your comfort zone. Take your Father's tender, loving hand and shine. That student needs your teaching skills. Someone needs to read the story you've been holding within your mind and heart, but have yet put to paper. The business idea or ministry that God gave you needs to go forth. Lives are depending on your light. The world needs the godly good works you have to offer. Your love, kindness, listening ears, gentleness, and skills are all the lights that contribute to extinguishing the ugly darkness this world possesses. And we know that we are living in times where we are seeing darkness and dark things happen, but God has a remedy for that. And that is for us to let our light shine through good works and giving Him glory. So let us pray. Dear God, our Father, thank you for being the light of the world and making us a light. Please forgive us for the times that we dim our lights or outright hide them. When we lack the confidence to rise and shine, remind us of your power and sufficiency. Help us to be agents of good works so that you may be glorified. We know that this world needs to see you through us. So right now, we are asking for the courage, strength, and wisdom to walk in our calling to shine. We love and praise your wonderful name. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today,
please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Think you know David? The shepherd boy who killed Goliath with just a stone and a sling, right? Well, there's so much more to his story. From shepherd to king, David's life was filled with triumphs and tragedies. How David navigated family, leadership, and faith offers profound lessons for all of us. The David Story, Shepherd, Father, King, is a free online course exploring David's life and how it sheds light on topics like our relationship with God, family dynamics, leadership principles, and overcoming sin. Taught by Professor Justin Jackson of Hillsdale College, this free 8-lesson course delves into the Old Testament through the books of 1 and 2 Samuel. Unlock the power of David's story. Learn more about life's big questions and what truly matters. Enroll in this free course today by texting the word David to 94878. Again, that's David to 94878. Join us for a deeper understanding of the Bible. Enroll in the David Story now by texting David to 94878.